Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens here, and pleased to be joined in studio by CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Tom Garfinkel, and Lisa Marsh Ryerson, the AARP Foundation president. Guys, thanks for being here. Lisa, good to see you.
Great. It's good to be here.
Yes, and I know that a big announcement was made today between the AARP Foundation and the Miami Dolphins and this relationship. And so just first a quick background on how this all came together.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm happy to jump in. I'm just so thrilled to be here. It's a very important and exciting day for us. So across the nation, millions, literally millions of older Americans, 50-plus, are struggling each and every day. And at the foundation, we work to create and advance solutions to help them live their best lives. We focus our work on income, hunger, housing, and isolation. And we do our work in communities across the nation. And that means that we do our best work when we find the right organizations with whom we want to build a relationship. And in meeting Tom and his team, it became really clear to me and to my team that Tom is a leader who is committed to transforming the work that the Dolphins do in community each and every day. And we want to transform the lives of older adults who are struggling. So it's a great relationship based upon shared values and a commitment to volunteerism, but more importantly, a commitment to action, to really getting the job done.
Yes, and I know that's something that the Dolphins stress with their community events, so it's a great relationship there. And you mentioned hunger, isolation, income, housing needs. Those are the four items that are being stressed. And I know each quarter, you guys, as a relationship here, the AARP Foundation, the Dolphins, will be doing things in the community to stress each one of those. What are examples of some of those activities that will be taking place?
Well, one that I'm really excited about is isolation. You know, you look at folks that are 50-plus and some older folks in the community who may be isolated, they may be by themselves. And so what we're going to do is actually through our volunteer, our special teams group, our volunteers are a big part of this whole program, is have a volunteer actually get someone who's isolated and bring them out to a game and spend a day with them and build a relationship and get these people who are isolated back out into the community, back out into socializing with folks and building relationships. And I think that's such a big part of just, you know, the human spirit it's an important thing that we're doing together with the AARP Foundation.
Yeah, I'm really glad, Tom, that you focused on that area, because we all know it's important to have friends throughout our lives and just to have volunteers who will just lend a hand. So often people who are struggling they've helped their communities for years, literally for generations, and they're often too embarrassed to extend their own hand and ask for help. So it'd be terrific.
Hunger is another one. We're going to have an event. We're going to put together literally a million meals. Why don't you talk about that one, Lisa?
When you think about that, a million meals, and we thought last year with the Dolphins that we had a huge success with 50,000, but a million, and that really is, I think, one of the questions we had earlier today, I think it was disbelief, a million meals really right here? And yes, it will be right here. So we'll just drive into the volunteer leadership and set up a system. And it's packing a million meals that are nutritious meals so that the right food gets to people in need.
The voice you hear there, Lisa Marsh Ryerson, AARP Foundation President, Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. Also want to let everybody know that if you stay tuned next segment, we've got a Juwan James giveaway. First round pick, we've got that. So make sure you stay tuned as we'll be giving away some autographed items from him. And I noticed we got the AARP jersey back here. So Lisa, I felt like you were a draft pick today. We were introducing the AARP Foundation and you were up there. All you needed was the hat and you'd be good to go.
I know. I said that to Coach Philbin, who's obviously such a great leader and a great coach. And I was not the draft pick, although I was ready all morning if needed to get out on the field.
Yes, yeah, you're ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a couple of things. When we're addressing the workshops that will take place, one of the workshops that I know is going to happen is one about from a financial standpoint and getting people to come in, workshop for fans over 50, because the one that stood out to me, because it's something that they can use and hopefully practically apply back in the real world. So if they're struggling at this point of their lives, but you guys put on a workshop for them, I think that can be something that could be very beneficial.
Yeah, I think if you look at the demographics of our country today, you know, people 50 plus is the largest age group in the country. And if you look at what happened in the economy in 2008 in the housing market, I think a lot of those folks had planned for retirement or were coming up not close enough to retirement to really worry about it yet quite. And then all of a sudden, you know, things changed dramatically for them. and whether that was, you know, what their house was worth, whether that was what their 401k was worth, et cetera. So really trying to provide some financial assistance and counseling and coach them through those things where they are today in the world for those who need it is an important piece of it as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what it will be. It's just really that financial fitness piece for 50-plus individuals. And as Tom was saying, it's a growing segment of the population, and unemployment has doubled for 50-plus Americans. So there are many, many people who've been unemployed for a long time. And if, as you've said, Tom, if they've lost their home, it's not only their place to live, but their biggest financial investment as well. So it's important for us that we help build those skills that keep them on even footing.
Yes, and so I was going to ask you, you mentioned some of the national statistics. Do those kind of relay, or are they parallel each other for South Florida as well in the community down here?
Yes, they really do. I mean, South Florida won't be a surprise to any of us. There are a lot of the population is 50-plus, and that means that there's a percentage of those who are struggling each and every day. So as we really look at income in particular and hunger, many, many people
and
at risk
here. And a lot of them
are
Dolphins fans.
And
really, you know, we look at and our obligation to the community is, as the Dolphins are really a public trust. We're here to be good stewards of that and try to impact the community locally. And, you know, with this relationship with the AARP Foundation, I think we're able to, you know, the players, Coach Philbin, Dennis Hickey, everybody's just, I think they do a lot in the community every day. They do things that, you know, we as an organization don't even really ask them to do. They go do on their own. And so we're proud to be able to work with the AARP Foundation and really impact people's lives. And I know the whole organization will be behind it 100%.
Yeah, it is true. You know, we build a lot of relationships, but rarely do we have a relationship where from the very first conversation, it was clear that our value sets were in alignment in terms of helping people.
Yes, and I know that that's been a stress for the Dolphins, getting out in the community all the time, and that's something that has been a standard for this Dolphins organization, so it makes sense for the two to come together. Again, just to reset for everybody, hunger, isolation, income, and housing needs are the four things that are being stressed, and every quarter the Dolphins will do something to apply each one of those and get out in the community. And again, one thing that they're doing as well is, from a fan standpoint, you can get involved, and I think that that's a really nice aspect of this as well, is that the fans can take the initiative, try and help out in the community. The Dolphins will help them in that as long as you bring the idea to the table. So it's something that I feel like that not only are you guys setting an example, but also if the fans catch on, this could be something that's very widespread.
That's a great point, Greg. I mean, our special teams program is the largest volunteer organization in South Florida, and we have the largest need here in South Florida for volunteers. So if fans get engaged, they can participate in putting together the Million Meals. They can participate in a number of things that that we do as a volunteer organization here.
Well, Tom, Lisa, thank you very much for joining us here on the Finsiders, and congratulations.
Thank you.
On
thank
the new
you.
Relationship.
It's a great day.
Yes, it's a lot of fun, and you can feel the buzz here in Davie, not only with the players on the field, but also with this announcement.